I think we feel very lucky to still be able to be doing this. So I mean, it's 25 years for us. And it's like to be able to still be releasing new music and people genuinely being excited about it. It feels very special. It does. And for any band who writes their own material, I think your new material, you're always just so excited about. And so to see everyone react, and it's brilliant.
When we were last sat here around a table like this, you'd unveiled your latest album, 3. You'd announced the tour dates for 2015. It was the first time, though, that you were presenting yourselves as a trio. It was after the announcement of Jason's departure, just a couple of weeks before. I guess you fast forward just over 2 years. You know, the album, 3, has sold over 500,000 copies. You played to over 500,000 people on the road. I presume then it's the fans and I guess their response that's kept you guys doing this.
Very much so. Yeah, totally. And it had to be, because, you know, there's one thing that we've always got to remember is that we have an audience who've been with us for a long time. And so even at the point where we were considering, you know, can we do this as a three, they were the only people who could decide that. It wasn't for us to decide. It's when people say, you know, why don't you get someone else to join the group? Our fans would go crazy if we did that. It's like, this is their band. I know it's our band, but it's theirs too. And so we're always thinking of that, and especially with new music and new tours, and it's like, it's different ways to wow the audience. But you're right, if they decide they don't want it, they don't want it.
I guess you had something to prove last time, being a trio instead of four or five. Is there anything you think you're trying to prove this time around with the new album and the new tour?
I don't know about anything sort of to prove in that way. Maybe to ourselves sometimes, but I think as we're sort of saying it, I think when we came back with the last record, we were sort of dipping our feet a little bit in the water and sort of getting, you know, testing it a little bit and finding our feet a little bit. I think with this new record and the tour, the last tour we did, it sort of gave us the confidence. We started to find our space, and I think that it's just we want to carry on making music. We just want, we enjoy doing what we're doing. We love writing songs. We don't really know what else to do if you can't do that.
You can't do anything else.
Yeah. So you know, when you sat down and you get something that you're all excited about, that little tiny feeling, you're buzzing inside. There's that, and then it goes to the next level. There's always those little moments of magic when you're in a band.
Okay, well, on the new music then, we've got the new single, Giant. Firstly, what an earworm. In what context are you using this word, giant?
Well, whatever context you want to take it in, really, to be honest with you. But I think it's for me, it's beyond all the layers, and it's beyond all the surface stuff that we are and form. And, you know, there's a beauty to us all. I think with this record, we have sort of in ourselves, we've had the time and we've sort of had the space to sort of go to, you know, there's a little bit of soul searching in there, and there's you know, the lyrically we've gone maybe a little bit not sort of deeper. We've had time to sort of, I don't know what the word is, connect on maybe different levels with each other and with the music.
Would you say you're closer then as a band, as a trio, than you have ever been before then?
That when you keep saying the word trio, it makes me want to laugh. I don't know why.
Trio.
Really, like a chocolate funny bar.
Well, the orange trio.
Yeah.
Wasn't there an advert?
Ones, wasn't there? One of us with a banjo. It sounds like a trio, doesn't it?
I don't really see us as a trio.
Okay.
I just see us as sort of a band.
Okay. Wonderland, the album, 24th of March. Who came up with the title? Is it a collective thing? Did one of you go, I've got a great idea?
Yeah,
it was you, Mark. Came in through the door saying, "I've got a great title for the record." And we didn't have a song, did we, at that point?
No,
we didn't have a song called Wonderland. So it was like, okay, right, what does this mean? What could this? And it felt so take that straight away. It just conjured images, and you know, it's. I think for us, music's one thing, but and images is another thing, but. The end game is always tour for us, so it has to be things that make us feel like we want to go and play it live. We're a traditional band in that sense, is that if we can't play it live, we shouldn't be putting it on a record. And so, you know, once we had that title, it was like, right, we've got something to write for now, we've got an idea.
It's a very visual word. I can almost picture things already, and you think about the tour, and I already have ideas in my head of maybe what you're thinking. I don't know.
It does, doesn't it?
It does, straight away.
All of a sudden, you start thinking and putting the sort of your own ideas. Maybe you might have some good ideas. You should tell us your ideas for one
grand. Well, rabbit holes and Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts.
You know, rabbits. Yeah. There we go. I can see you howled in a rabbit costume already. And you stuck a photo on social media, the three of you dressed up as, I don't know, it's explorers or royalty or something. The costumes peppered with butterflies, a bit of a piano on the floor. There's boxes piled around, a big sun on the wall behind you. Have you been raiding your children's dressing up boxes?
Absolutely.
I think we've been for this album, I feel like we've been raiding our childhood dressing up boxes. It feels like, especially when we all talk about what Wonderland is, everyone's going to have a different answer. And everyone in the audience is going to have a different answer. But most of them have been born in our childhoods, things that have amazed us, things that have made us feel special and, you know, made us go wow. And I think that's why, you know, there's a bit of sci-fi, there's a bit of an explorer thing. It's us feeling like we're going somewhere, we're doing something special and magical. That's what it is.
When I last interviewed you guys, I had a little bit of a moan that the 2015 dates didn't include anywhere in East Anglia. Lo and behold, two nights in Norwich at Carrow Road. I hope you don't mind, I have been taking full credit for these dates being announced.
Yes, and you're still performing with us on those two gigs.
I'm sure I could rustle something up. You last came to East Anglia, I think there were dates in Cambridge and Chelmsford. I think it was on the very first tour.
Chelmsford Festival.
We have been up there. What's the big long beach that you can walk out with the dogs?
Oh, there's loads of potato. Take your pick. I mean, you can walk along the coast, all the way along the North Norfolk coast.
Norfolk coast.
You can walk down. You can come down into Essex and the Broads and our neck of the woods as well.
I rented a cottage a few years ago out in the on the Norfolk coast. And got the little steam train.
Yes. Got a couple of hours. It's a nice place to bring the kids. You know,
timed it well. We can have a holiday.
Stay afterwards. Yeah, you can have a little holiday.
In all seriousness, I mean, you know, one of the things we said when we were talking to our promoter, because you know we don't personally book these shows, is that we want to go to places we've never been to before. And so obviously Norwich was massive on our list because we've never ever played there, and so we're delighted, and we're delighted it's going to close the tour, because they're always special those last couple of nights.
Well, it's outdoors as well, which is most of our gigs are indoors. And it's going to be outdoors. It's going to go.
Pray for sunshine.
Yes, please.
Well, you know what? I can't wait to see you guys when you come to Norwich in June. We wish you guys well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the release of your new single. We will see you in Norwich in June.
Thank you very much.